What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Y'all get ready.
Shout out to all my tea sippers out there. We are gathered here today to sip some tea, honey. So make sure you guys have your teacups ready because you already know this tea is what? Piping hot.
Hey, you guys. So this is going to be kind of a weird video, but I had to remove my other video that I made earlier today about George Floyd because I put the whole clip of him basically being executed by the police. And I was kind of emotional when I did my editing. And I just wanted the truth out there. Like, I was just so hurt. I was so pissed off. I wanted people to hear those bystanders. I wanted people to see, to get the full context for people who just happen to run across my video, you know, that don't follow me on the gram. Because a lot of people are only seeing the short clip that the news is feeding you guys. But I wanted y'all to see how long this went on. It did not go on for 2-3 minutes like the news is saying. There were bystanders there chastising the police, telling them, get off of him. He cannot breathe. His nose is bleeding. It was so much of the video. And, you know, me being emotional, I put the entire clip in my YouTube video, which I guess I shouldn't have done. Because then I started getting community guideline warnings. A few of my subscribers slid into my DMs. They were saying that when they went to watch the video, they were getting warnings from YouTube. Other people were saying that they couldn't see the comments. By the time I got home from the protest, I couldn't even click on the video. When I went to click on the video, it just kept giving me an error message. And it kept saying, you know, it was like, oops, you know, did you come to the wrong page? And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I couldn't see none of the comments. I couldn't approve none of the comments. So I felt like, you know, before they could strike the video or give me some type of disciplinary action, let me just go ahead and take the video down. So that's why the video's gone. I'm going to re-edit the video and take out that long 10-minute clip. But if you do want to watch it, it's on my Instagram page. As many of you guys know, I did go down to the protest earlier today on 38th in Chicago in front of Cup Foods. And I recorded a lot of footage. It was a lot of stuff going on. And then we started getting tornado warnings. My kids started calling me. My friends started calling me like, there's a tornado coming. And by then, I mean, we were out there in the rain. I was soaking wet. And so we had to leave because I was just trying to get to my kids because my youngest was having a bunker down at his friend's house. And I just was like, wait, how did it go from being sunny to now we're getting tornado warnings? My phone is now saying you need to get home now. It was just so crazy today. But long story short, not even 10 minutes after we get in our car and we're trying to head out of Minneapolis, they started rioting. They started rioting. People were attacking the police. I know there was a group of people down at the police station on Hiawatha because I knew that from talking to some of the other people out there. So they were also rioting over there. Like, people are pissed right now. Like, people are really upset. It is crazy. So I'm going to put the original video together along with some of the protest video. So you guys can, you know, watch the content. But again, if you guys want to see the full 10 minutes, it's on my Instagram. I'm not going to put it in this video because I don't want it to get flagged. What else? People are asking me to go live. I don't have the energy right now, you guys, to go live. I'm drained. My head is killing me. I'm in a robe because I'm still cold. It's just a lot for me to just deal with. I'm just, once I get done editing this video, I'm going to bed. I'll try and do a live stream tomorrow and we can talk about it. But right now, emotionally and mentally, I am drained. I'm drained right now. I'm sad, really genuinely sad. So I will talk to you guys later. Take care. Bye. Hey, you guys. I hope you guys are doing good today. So I had to come on here and talk about this viral video it's gone national now. It took place in South Minneapolis. It's about a man named George Floyd. And my brother ended up texting me this morning. He was like, T, get up. Did you see the video? They killed another person in Minneapolis. I'm like, who killed another person? He was like, the police. And I was like, I haven't seen it yet. I said, send me the link. And this was a 10-minute video. It was shot by Darnella Frazier. And basically, my mouth was just like, I was in shock at what the hell I was witnessing. Literally witnessing a police officer once again in my city killing somebody on camera.
Like, it took us all back to the whole situation with Philando Castile. Many of you guys know I went to school with Philando. So that situation really hit home. I went to his funeral. So it was like, it's just really sad to see this happening again. There's been so many killings, even since Philando Castile had died, with the police. It's like, what the hell are these police officers thinking? And kudos to that young man who was in the crowd, who was going off, and he kept telling them, get off of him. I know jiu-jitsu. We all train at the academy. You're cutting off his breathing. Get off of him. And they still chose to ignore him. And then the Asian guy, you know what I'm saying, police officer Tao, he's talking about, oh, well, don't do drugs, kids. It's not about drugs. Even if he was on drugs, even if he was high as a kite, does that give you the right to kill him? I mean, this video is so freaking disturbing, especially when he called out for his mama. And it's almost like this police officer, the white police officer that was on his neck, sucking the life out of that man. It's like he was getting off on that. It's like he was getting off on the fact that that man's life energy was draining from him. He just would not move. Like, how do you just not move? The man is on the ground. He's on handcuffs. He's saying he can't breathe. He's not violent. He's not fighting you. I don't know what happened before the takedown. Keep it real. We don't have that video. But from what I'm hearing in the streets, it was not, you know, something crazy. He wasn't beating up the police officers. So it's like, why when it comes to black people, they can never use that same judgment towards black folks like they do white people? When they see white folks who are committing crimes, they're not quick to sit there and possibly kill them. They're not quick to put their knee on their neck and suffocate their breathing. I mean, that whole situation is crazy. Right now, my city's going crazy. They done doxed them officers. Their addresses are like all over Facebook right now. One of them don't even live too damn far from me. I'm like, this is insane that once again this is happening. There's supposed to be some protests and some marches later on today. So I'm just like heartbroken by what I saw this morning and the fact that, you know, that man lost his life over what? Because he did some forgery with some checks? That, I mean, that's a death sentence now. That's okay. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the full video, the full 10 minutes. And I'm also going to go ahead and play you guys what the local news in Minnesota is saying. What I've also noticed is that some of these news outlets are trying to spin it and say, oh, he died of a possible drug overdose. Well, we're not going to do news media, fake news media. We're not going to do that. Okay? It was not a possible drug overdose. He was suffocated. So we're not going to spin this narrative that he was some type of druggie and that's what caused his demise. Those people witnessed murder. And right now, they're dealing with the consequences of being there because right now it's psychologically fucked them up. So for certain news outlets to try and say that, you know, was a possible drug overdose, that's insulting. That was murder on camera. Anyways, I want you guys to go ahead and watch these clips and I'm going to come back with the rest of my commentary.
His name was George Floyd. He's on video saying, please, please, I can't breathe. So Minneapolis police officer holds him down for minutes with his knee on Floyd's neck. This noon, George Floyd is dead. The scene of the confrontation with police in the Powderhorn neighborhood, 10 minutes south of downtown, outside this grocery store, is now home for a memorial. People throughout the city, throughout the state, driving by, honking, expressing support, expressing outrage over the actions of one officer and the inactions of others. We are hearing from the governor, the mayor, witnesses. Christian Cordero leads our coverage as she has all morning, live from Minneapolis City Hall. Christian.
Well, Jason, we also heard from the attorney of George Floyd, of his family, rather. This, I'll give you that in a minute. This is where city officials addressed their thoughts at an unusually early time this morning, reflecting the circumstances. George Floyd was a man, a black man in his 40s, who died at the hands of Minneapolis police last night. I have to warn you, this video is hard to watch.
Relax. Man, I can't breathe my face. I can't breathe.
Floyd was arrested around 8 p.m. for forgery, a nonviolent crime that implies he tried to use forged documents at a nearby deli. Officers say he resisted arrest before this person started filming. You can see him struggling, saying, I can't breathe. Another officer faces the crowd the whole time. What you cannot see is what happens 4 minutes in. Floyd appears to go unconscious. The MPD officer holds his knee on him for another 4 minutes until he's pulled onto a stretcher, then taken to HCMC, where he died. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey saw this entire video, called it wrong on every level.
This does not reflect the values that Chief Arredondo has worked tirelessly to instill. It does not represent the training we've invested in or the measures we've taken to ensure accountability.
The attorney representing George Floyd's family called this abusive, excessive, accused the officers of undervaluing black lives. We also heard, meanwhile, from the police union saying that this is not the time to rush to judgment, urging people to remain calm as officers are fully cooperating with this investigation. Jason, the investigation itself is now in the hands of the BCA and the FBI.
Unusual to have the FBI involved, but that does underscore how serious and how much the police department wants an outside look at this, Christian.
Absolutely.
All right. Christian Cordero will have total
coverage. All right. So you guys just watched that disturbing video. The mayor of Minneapolis, Mayor Jacob Frey, he did take to Twitter and he went in. And I'm glad that he's keeping it real and that he's keeping it honest, because what happened should not have happened. This is what Mayor Jacob Frey had to say. Check this out. So the mayor says, being black in America should not be a death sentence. For 5 minutes, we watched a white officer press his knee into a black man's neck. 5 minutes. When you hear someone calling for help, you're supposed to help. This officer failed at the most basic human sense. What happened on Chicago and 38th last night was awful. It was traumatic, and it serves as a reminder of how far we have to go. For the better part of the night, I've been trying to find words to describe what happened. All I keep coming back to is this. This man should not have died. What we saw was horrible, completely and utterly messed up. The man's life matters. He matters. He was someone's son, someone's family member, someone's friend. He was a human being and his life mattered. Whatever the investigation reveals, it does not change the simple truth. He should still be with us this morning. I believe what I saw and what I saw was wrong on every level. This does not reflect the values of Chief Arredondo that he's worked tirelessly to fulfill. To our black community, to the family, I'm so sorry. And that is why the Twin Cities, we fuck with Mayor Jacob Frey, because, you know, most mayors wouldn't even set that. You know, him and Melvin. I went to school with Melvin Carter. Shout out to him. We have some good mayors in our cities. They're young, they grew up in the community, and they speak up for the community. I hope that there's a thorough investigation. I know a few people who have called down to the Minneapolis Police Department, and they stated that both men have been placed on leave. They're not working as of today. But like I said, they've been doxxed heavily. So I don't know what's going to happen at this point. You know, the whole situation is just, it's insane. It's insane to wake up and see something like that. And to see that a man would just not move his knee. Instead of moving your knee, you go in deeper. I mean, that video was just so disturbing to watch. So gut-wrenching. And to hear him cry out like that. And for them to, for that humanity chip to not kick in. It just shows you how soulless some people are, that to them it's just a job. The life behind the crime doesn't even matter. This man wasn't wanted for shooting and killing people. He wasn't wanted for molesting some children. He tried to bust some checks. Okay, whatever. It is what it is. Take him to jail, process him, and then, you know, if he has to do time, he does time. But him, you know, getting caught doing forgery should not have led to that man's death. Okay, you guys, I had to just come and do a quick update. It's been so much information I've just been inundated with over the past few hours. But it was not just the two officers, because people driving by took pictures. And there were two more officers that were also holding down Mr. Floyd. So it's a total of four officers. And it's just been announced as of 20 minutes ago that the four Minneapolis police officers have been fired. So they're not on duty. They have not been fired. And then everybody's getting ready to go down and go protest at 5 o'clock over there on 38th in Chicago. Bring a mask. If you're going to go, you know, just stay safe. Make sure it's peaceful. But yeah, it's a lot of stuff that's going on right now. But I just wanted to do a quick update on that info that I just received. So to Mr. George Floyd, rest in peace. I hope something comes of your death. But this situation is just truly heartbreaking, because once again, it really hits close to home. Anyways, you guys, let's go ahead and get the discussion popping. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know your thoughts. Yeah, it's a lot going on right now in the city. So I'm out. Y'all have a good day. Leave a comment. Bye. Okay, so the news media is out here. Let me show y'all. So they're out here filming. Uh-huh, I'm sorry.
So this is like kind of where I grew up. And as I was up here during my teenage years over south, so I'm very familiar with the Powderhorn neighborhood. It's a lot of people out here. Hopefully I can see it's starting to rain, but people still out here in the rain with their masks on. Oh my God. And this is like the location right where it happened. She was out earlier with the at the police department over south protesting. Oh man. This is so sad. This is his memorial, y'all. Oh my God. This is so sad.
No, you can't. We're going home.
Let me know if I'm in your room. There's a lot of people out here. Who's that yelling?
No more! Enough
is enough!
No more!
Enough
is enough!
I'm so sad.
No more!
So sad, man. Good steal. Fuck this racist bullshit. Black Lives Matter. You see her sign? Down here.
So you tell me our kids not safe to come out in this world? Our kids gotta stay in the house to be free, to be safe? How dare human? How dare human? I'm protecting my child. Let them go to their auntie motherfucking house. Got a phone call, my son is dead. How do we not care for the next life? It don't matter what the situation is, race, color, sick or healthy, the next motherfucking life should matter. It don't got shit to do with racism. Fuck all this shit. It's bigger than that. No one is better than the next motherfucking person. We all got kids. We all got kids. We gotta keep our kids in the house to be safe. That's bullshit. Our shit may come outside. Go play without the next motherfucker. Cop or not, what is we for? It takes a village to raise a child. You can't let them come out to the village. What? Oh, what? They dead? Fuck the bullshit. Wake up. It's more than life. We all coming out in this bitch to eat. Every motherfucker hungry coming out this bitch to eat. Every nigga trying to feed their family. Every motherfucker when you come out of the world with vowed thousands and fucking cat scavengers, nobody's safe. Everybody just worry about their family, trying to feed their family. Nobody give a fuck about the next man. No motherfucking
body. Somebody dropped the pot.
Until some shit happens. Then we all set. Fuck the bullshit. It ain't ending here. It's gonna be another one. It ain't gonna end here. We're gonna be out here next year. Fuck you talking about. It don't end here. Wake up.
Oh, we got even thicker. It's even more packed now.
Do something! You speak up for every righteous motherfucking family member you have!
Exactly.
You speak up exactly. for every friend that makes a joke about us.
Yeah.
If you sit back, you're the fucking problem.
Exactly.
Do not watch us. You get with us. If I see you today and you back here and you ain't put up arms, you bait. You just like the fucking cop. You better be with us. If we ride here, you better ride with us.
Yeah.
Don't hide in the fucking crowd. You need to be in front.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. For us. You pay me. Fuck that shit. Y'all watching us to be there with us when we need you the most.
Yeah.
And we didn't do this shit.
He deserved it.
Where the fuck was that at?
You deserve to die.
Paramedics need to be fired too.
Okay, y'all, it's getting crazy. I gotta go. I don't know if y'all know this, whoever's watching my live, but there's a tornado coming. I text messages that everybody has to get indoors. I don't even know if y'all can hear me. Everybody has to get indoors and get away from windows because there's a tornado coming. So we gotta run back home. I'm like dripping wet. Like my jacket, everything, I'm like soaking wet. Man, that was sad. Oh. Look, my mask is falling apart. I'm sorry, I gotta take this shit off. I can't breathe. Oh. That was it. That's so sad. I'm like freezing cold. There's a lot of people out here. You guys are welcome. I gotta pay attention and walk so I don't fall. He's at Riley's house and oh God, my kids are So my youngest son is at his friend's house in the basement with his parents because a tornado is about to hit where we live. So I gotta get home. My oldest is at work. They're like bunkering down. And then I'm in South Minneapolis in a dang, I don't know, what is it? Like a storm. This is crazy. Of all the days, it wants to be a tornado and rain. Like right now, I'm cold and wet, and I need to drink some hot tea and warm up. I got all this water on my face. Okay. Save the live. I will. I'll save the live so you guys can watch it. I want to save it, too, so I can go back and rewatch some stuff. Bunch of ambulance. So, yeah, we could take the back road like we came and not 94 because 94 is going to be packed, especially with, like, all this traffic. My heart hurts. Please be safe. Hug your boys tonight. Definitely. Thank you, guys. Okay, we're about to get back in the car. So I'm going to jump off of here. Ooh, about to leave puddles in this girl car. So I'll talk to you guys a little bit later. Bye. Oh, my gosh, I'm wet.
Police!
Garcia again.
Fuck the peace, man! Fuck the peace, man!
Oh my God!
There's still a man on the floor right there, man. There is still a man on the floor.
Hey, stop grabbing his ass up.
They got him. See, they just shot him though. Like, they still shooting him. They trying to move him and they still shooting him. Literally. Literally still trying to shoot them. They are carrying him. Literally carrying him. No, he trying to go back over there. Come on, man. Nah, just let's go. It's time to go. He's still struggling, bro. He's still fucking struggling. That shit is fucking crazy. This shit don't make no sense, bro. They done tear gassed us. They done paintballed us. They done hit. They done literally shot at us. Like, come on now. This shit. He is still on the ground, bro. He's still on the ground, man.
No, we get me, sir.
Yeah, they not, them bitches ain't no help, nigga.
They ain't helping us. It's a white man too. He a white man too. You ain't helping him.
Y'all wanna get him into my car or something?
Hey, bro, let's get him in the truck, bro.
Got shot in the head with a bullet.
Hey, bro, let's
go. He got shot in the head.
We gotta get him in the truck. Them bitches ain't no help to us.
Literally got.
We
got shot in the head. The fuck just happened? What the fuck?
Everyone, back up!